जया राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर हारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर हारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर हारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर हारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर हारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी। यमुना तीरा वनचारी। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्तवृंद। Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Shri Madhusudana Jaya Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribrajakacharja Astotra Satasi Siman His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Namacharya Haridas Thakura ki jai, Prem se kaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath, Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana ki jai, Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Navadvip Dham ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Tulsi Maharani ki jai, Yamuna Devi ki jai, Ganga Devi ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaman Iti Namane Namaste Saraswate Deve Gaudavani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Trinadapi Sunichena Tarariva Sahishnuna Manina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Haryanama 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 Iva Kevalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatiranyata Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 19, Text Number 36 Tam Sukharadhyam Rijubir Ananya Sharanar Nribhi Kritagya Ko Na Seveta Duraradhyam Asadubi Tang Sukaradhyam Rijubir Ananya Sharanayar Nribhi Kritagya Kona Seveta Duraradhyam Masadubi Tang Sukaradhyam Rijubhir Ananya Sharanayar Nribhi Kritagya Kona Seveta Duraradhyam Masadhubi Tang Sukaradhyam Rijubhir Ananya Sharanair Nribhi. Kritagya Kona Seveta. Dura Radyam Masadubi. Trinadapi Sunichena. Toradeva Sahishnuna. Amanina Manadena. Kirtaniya Sadahari. Harir Nama. Harir Nama. Haryanamaiva kivalam, kalo nastyeva nastyeva, nastyeva gatiranyata. So, in the verse today, there is a word, rijubhi. By the unpretentious. So, this is an important item for a devotee. It means exactly what Lord Chaitanya teaches in the third Shikshastakam verse, which I just chanted, that one must be meek and humble. Jai. And one should be not concerned about others praising them. And I must be ready to see any good thing in you. Everybody has something good that I can praise them. Me, I have none. But you are glorious. Just like last night, we were talking about my godbrothers. But what I forgot to say is that all of them are far, far more advanced in Krishna consciousness than me. They have done more service for my spiritual master than me. They are all faultless because they are engaged in trying to help Srila Prabhupada spread this movement. And I am a fallen Papa Yonaya. So unpretentious means not proud. All right. Then this next word, Sharanai, who takes shelter. Just as in the Bhagavad Gita verse, Sarvadharman Parityaja Mam Ekam Sharanam. Same word. So here it's translated as taking shelter. And other times, like in the Bhagavad Gita verse, it's explained surrender. So many times I speak on this point. Because in America especially, and perhaps here in Chile, nobody likes this word surrender. They reject it. I surrender to no one. But this word shelter is easier to accept.
fácil de aceptar.
And I give the following examples. When there's lots of rain,
cuando hay mucha lluvia,
then you take shelter of umbrella.
Usted se refugia en un paraguas.
Or you take shelter of a covering, an awning.
O se refugia bajo un techo.
Or you come inside
o vienen adentro,
to take shelter.
A tomar refugio.
So that word, oh, okay, I like that.
Bueno, eso sí es bueno.
Because it's the same word, sharana. But they mean the same thing. Surrender means to take shelter. I'll give you another example. When I preach in the high schools and colleges, from time to time I am invited to a world religions class. And they're studying Hinduism. So there are some professors, they invite me. So sometimes, depending on the audience, instead of saying the laws of God, I'll use the phrase laws of nature. This way they won't turn me off. Because even in a world religions class, you'd be amazed how many people are atheists. And that's the first question I ask. How many are atheists? Because I want to know who I'm speaking to. Then I ask how many are Christian like that. And then I calculate, okay. So, depending, I might say laws of God or laws of nature. For us, it's the same thing. Because we know those laws of nature are created by God. You and for those who don't accept God, but they cannot deny the laws of nature. Even the atheists cannot deny the laws of nature. So I preach the same philosophy because one of the laws of nature is called death. So in like that you can present the principles of Bhagavad Gita. Now there is another nice word. Kritagya, grateful soul. Yesterday I mentioned there is a national holiday in America, Thanksgiving Day. Do you have something like that here in Chile? No, this is a day. No. Alex.
I know this holiday. I'm not in
conference. Not here. Yeah, I didn't think so. Canada has it. It's a day where you're supposed to be, as it says here, grateful for what you have. You give thanks. But generally in America, it has no connection with God. It's an excuse to get drunk, eat meat, and watch football. That's their day. But those who are God conscious, they thank God for what they have in their life. As Prabhupada was talking about that in the purport. And on that day, I always do a program in either a Hindu temple or in someone's home. And sometimes I'll go around the audience and have them speak in the microphone. Please tell us what you're grateful for. Just like today, the disciples of my God brother Virbahu Maharaj will be glorifying him for what they have done, what he has done in their lives. Do we have any Virbahu disciples right now? Okay. So it's like that. Or like Prabhupada's Vyas Puja. The disciples write their offering. So that's what is called Kritagya. Being grateful. We recognize that our spiritual master has delivered us. He has saved us. And you can never repay the debt you owe your spiritual master. Anyone who thinks they can repay is a fool. You can never repay. But you should at least try to repay. And the best way to repay your spiritual master, number one, chant Rondos 16. All right, backwards. That numero uno.
This is el numero uno.
Prabhupada writes that in Chaitanya Charitamrita. I will show you the verse and purport. First order of the spiritual master, Rondos 16. No 15, no 14, 16. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Prabhupada has said how we can try to repay him. That is by preaching. This movement is only preaching. The pujari ringing the bell, that is preaching. The devotee in the cocina making prasad, that's preaching. Managing BBT, Sankirtan, and picking me up, preaching. Going on the Harinam, preaching. This temple, that's all we do is preach. That's all this temple exists for. That makes ISKCON temples unique. Because we're not just showing some statue. We are trying to educate the general mass of people. Everybody learns when they join this movement. Four things. Purity is the force. Therefore, one, two, three, four regulative principles. Not three and a half. Cuatro. No illicit sex. No intoxication. No meat eating, no gambling. Strictamente. Is that a word? Hey, very good. All right, and Prabhupada writes, one has to be very enthusiastic to follow these four regulative principles. Not that, okay, I'll try.
No, así como, bueno, voy a tratar.
Firma, right?
Firme.
Firme. Strong. Determined.
Determinado.
Enthusiasm.
Enthusiasta.
No illicit sex.
No,
no intoxication.
No, intoxicación.
No meat eating.
No, comer carne.
No gambling.
No, no,
firme.
Firme.
How do you say? Fuerza? With force. All right. And then, nicely chanting, rondos 16. That is also preaching. So that's purity. That is purity. Those regulative, and taking bath. Twice. Every day. There are some people in Europe, not devotees, karmis, they take a bath every couple of days. Ah. Todo el día? Todos los días. Twice cada día. Right? Sannyasis? Tres. Okay. Clean. And clothes. Clean. Not that you wear the same underwear 3 days in a row. Clothes should be clean. Your, where you live, clean. Pujari room, spotless clean. My wife will not go to bed unless the kitchen is clean. Everything in our house, in the kitchen, clean, put away. Otherwise, no duermo. Yes, clean. Sometimes she chastises me. Because I don't shave every day. So she chastises me. What you are doing? You're representing Srila Prabhupada. Why you want to look like a slob? Yes. Cleanliness. All right, so purity is the force. And how do you remain always pure? Always remember Krishna, never forget. Always. All the time. Don't forget Krishna. Always remember him. Number two. Books. Basis. Everything in this movement is what Prabhupada has written or spoken. These are the books which you distribute and help to arrange. That is glorious service. That makes you wonderful. Don't stop.
Nobody.
In 1973-74, the devotees distributed so many books. So one of our leaders went to
Prabhupada
and gave the report after the Christmas marathon.
Después de la maratón de Navidad.
Prabhupada, we distributed so many thousands of books. So we all thought Prabhupada was going to be so happy. But what did Prabhupada say? Double it. No vacation. Double it. We had just done the marathon and he wants us to double it. But important, another story. Prabhupada's BBT man. He showed Prabhupada the latest Bhagavatam that they had printed. And he went into Prabhupada's room. Prabhupada, we've just now published this book. And we're going to go out and distribute it. Prabhupada said, no. First, read it. Prabhupada wrote these books for you and me. He wants us to read them. And this reminds me. Prabhupada writes twice. Two times Prabhupada has written. You said? Two times Prabhupada has written. In Chaitanya Charitamrita and Nectar of Devotion. Cuatro libros. Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion. These four books are sufficient for understanding the philosophy and preaching. So before you start reading so many other books, you have to know these four books completely. A few months ago, in one ISKCON temple, one of my disciples, quote unquote disciples, told me that in the temple where he is, they stopped having evening Bhagavad Gita class because it was boring. So instead, the brahmacharis were meeting secretly and reading Jaiva Dharma by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Because Bhagavad Gita is boring. And this disciple of mine, his name is Bhakta Mark. He does my website. No charge. He does pure service. So he's very disturbed. Because he loves Bhagavad Gita. So he spoke to different people. And he wasn't getting a satisfactory answer. Then, a month later, he told me, Bhagavad Gita class is back on. But nobody goes. But at least the class is there. This is very important. You have to know these four books very, very well. Then you can read so many other things. But I have met new devotees. They know all these other things. They've read all these other Vaishnava books. But they don't know Bhagavad Gita. You have to know Bhagavad Gita. You have to know Prabhupada's books. That's why he said they are sufficient for understanding the philosophy and preaching. In other words, I mentioned this a couple of days ago. The basis of all preaching is what? What book? Thank you. You listen. Very good. I bless you. Yes. Should learn Bhagavad Gita very well so that you can preach. Preaching does not mean, oh, I know everything about the Rasa Leela. That's not preaching. Preaching means you know Bhagavad Gita. That you know what is Prabhupada's philosophy. So these books, please learn them very, very well. Like that boy yesterday, he knew many shlokas. That's very good. Because preaching, the way I preach, simple, straightforward. You like my preaching, yes? Huh? Why? It's simple. Just like I've been doing now Indian preaching for 20 years. And they tell me, we like your preaching because it's very clear. Yes, I speak in a certain way. It's very easy to understand. So, simple, straightforward, Krishna's God. Surrender to Krishna. Offer your food to Krishna. Stop your nonsense. We're not here to become scholars. No. We're here to be preachers. And simple preaching is the best. Based on purity. Based on the books. And therefore, preaching is the essence. The essence of this movement is preaching. Like I said at the beginning, everything is preaching. Everything you do. You go shopping for the temple. That's preaching. And then utility is the principle. In other words, whatever you have, whatever Krishna has given you, use it. Like sometimes, devotees want to get a nicer or bigger temple. But Krishna will not sanction that unless you're using everything he's already given you to the maximum. I'll give you another example. Money. Krishna will not send you money unless you use it properly. Either individually or on the temple scale. That he wants to see how you are using what he has already given you. Like with Prabhupada. Krishna used Prabhupada to show us everything. So for almost 1 year, no temple. Right? Then Prabhupada gave him his storefront. Then Prabhupada taught those first disciples how to cook, how to clean, how to wear a sari. Prabhupada taught the girl how to wear a sari. Everything in this movement, because Prabhupada taught personally. Everything. And then, next temple. Poco a poco, the movement expanded. And now we have so much. And Krishna will give us more. But we have to utilize what we already have completely. Every one of you has got talent. Each and every one of you has something you can use to spread this movement. Use that. Me, I have, was a boca and throat. I don't have brain. I have mouth. So I use my mouth to spread this movement. I have very loud boca. No necessary microphone. Hare Krishna! Right? So, if I fully utilize what Krishna has given me, he blesses me more. That's why every year Krishna says, yes, you can go to Santiago. I pray to come here. Do you know that? I pray, yes, every year I want to come. I pray to Krishna, please give me more preaching. And Krishna gives me. Okay. In the purport, Prabhupada referred to a verse in the Bhagavad Gita. Do we have Bhagavad Gita here? Turn to chapter 3, texto 12. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You ready? Ishtan bhogan hi bo deva. Come on.
Ishtan bhogan hi bo deva.
Dasyante yagya bhavita. Tire the tan apradayai bhyo. Yo bhunkte stena evasa. In charge of the various necessities of life, the demigods, being satisfied by the performance of yajna, sacrifice, will supply all necessities to you. But he who enjoys such gifts without offering them to the demigods in return is certainly a thief. Traducción, por favor, más alto.
Al ser complacidos mediante la ejecución de yajnas, sacrificios, los semidioses, que están a cargo de satisfacer las diversas necesidades de la vida, les proveerán a ustedes de todo lo que necesiten. Pero aquel que disfruta de esos regalos sin ofrecerlos a su vez a los semidioses es sin duda un ladrón.
So, now we will have a test. Let's see who can pass the test. What is the only recommended sacrifice for this day and age? Sankirtan, good. Mahamantra, good. Sankirtan, again, I could also say, just like didn't I say, everything we do is preaching. Everything about this movement is sacrifice. Prabhupada writes that in fourth canto. So the sacrifice for this day and age is Sankirtan. Japa is also Sankirtan. Sankirtan is also Brihad Mardanga, books. Sankirtan is also Harinam. You're doing Harinam today?
Yes.
Right? That is Sankirtan. The Pujari, that is Sankirtan. Everything is sacrifice, everything is Sankirtan. Yes. Especially those who make prasad. No prasad? Who's going to do Harinam? How long can you do Harinam on an empty stomach? And not very long. Especially me. Yes. And this is also Sankirtan. This cannot be minimized. It's not that, it's not so important. Most important. First instruction of spiritual master. Primer, primer, primer. Rondos, quanta? What, quanta? Quanta? Gracias. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Please forgive my offenses. I am a fool and a rascal. But you are very kind. If I have offended anyone, you can beat me with shoes. Thank you very much. I will come back on Gaura Purnima. 4:30?
4:30.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.